You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 2, Episode 9, Discovering Your Soul Purpose. I'm your host, Kim Dunn, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point, New South Wales, Australia. And before we begin today, I want you to take a slow breath and gently ask yourself, when do I feel most like me? It's a version shaped by expectations, but the version that feels peaceful, alive, and authentic. Just allow that question to sit with your heart as we journey together today. And today's episode explores one of the biggest questions of a spiritual awakening. What is my purpose? And as we awaken, we often realize we are searching for meaning rather than simply existing. That search is sacred though. Looking back over my own life, I can now see that every challenge became part of preparing me for the work I do today. Discovering I was adopted, seeing spirit as an early age, navigating complex PTSD, raising my daughter as a single mum, and finding ways to heal all the shapes and now bring that compassion that I can bring to other people. None of it was wasted. Every experience was gently pointing me back to who I truly was. So, soul purpose, more than just a job. It's a unique way that your heart expresses love, kindness, courage, and wisdom in the world. Purpose isn't something you have to force. What if all those experiences you wished had never happened could actually be preparing you for the life you're meant to live? Many people believe they need to be completely healed before they can help someone else. In my experience, healing is an ongoing journey. It isn't perfection that connects us with others. It's our authenticity. And that's what we are here to live, our most authentic lives. And this deeper journey of becoming who you truly are to be, or came here to be, through following your passions, meditating, and solitude, you can learn and understand what your soul came here to experience. Developing those gifts within you and allowing those experiences and gifts to contribute something more meaningful to the world. Sometimes our purpose is to heal. It can be to learn, to create, or just here to love or to be loved. There are so many you can be listing that can be your authentic path. And all of those moments that are stretched through us can sometimes become those moments that allow us to sit beside another person with genuine compassion. Your past does not define your future, but it can shape the gifts you offer the world when you choose healing over hopelessness. You need to follow and listen to your intuition. And one of the biggest questions that people ask me is, how do I know if it's my intuition or is it something else? Is it fear? They're really not sure. So I find that over the time, I found that fear usually feels urgent. It tells you to make a decision really quick. And it focuses on all those things that can go wrong. But intuition is more of a gentle, calm, and persistent feeling. Even when it asks you to step outside your comfort zone, it carries that quiet sense of peace. And learning the difference takes practice. And for me, it took a lot of practice and patience, and as well as self-awareness. You know, when we discover our purpose, it's natural to quickly think and want everything to happen really quick. Yet life often unfolds in stages. And looking back over my own time, many of us realize that certain opportunities, if they had arrived earlier, we wouldn't have been ready for them. You know, every lesson, every season of waiting, every small step has been preparing us for what comes next. And just trust that that growth is happening, even when you can't see that full picture. Your living your purpose doesn't always make you need to make dramatic changes. Sometimes it just begins with a conversation, a small act of kindness, or a decision just to even honour yourself. And remember that purpose is rarely found in one single moment. It is revealed through the choices you make every day. Purpose is found in the way you love, the way you listen, the way you heal, and the way you choose to show up in the world. Small moments lived with intention create a meaningful life. As we come to today's end of the episode, just remember something really important here. Your purpose has never been hiding from you. It has been quietly unfolding through every experience, challenge, and every moment of growth. Trust the timing of your journey. Trust your intuition. And trust your heart. You don't need to have the entire path mapped out right now. You need simply to have the courage to keep taking the next steps. Trust that the unfolding of the universe. Anchor your heart gently with spirit. Remember, everything you need is already within you. So take the time and find out what your soul purpose is. This and a whole lot more is available in my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. If you'd like to go to my website, www.psychicvibes, or you can go to my Facebook page, is Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. All righty, that is definitely enough for me today. Let's see who our first caller is today. Anchal, hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
How are you? Really good.
I'm good.
And you're from Toronto, Canada?
Yes, I am.
You just after a general read today, or was there something you need clarification on, or?
Probably a clarification, because I'm kind of divided between something that just happened. I was dating somebody, and I just had a recent breakup last weekend. Just came out of the blue, but it just seems very unfinished. So I don't know. I'm trying to see if there is, you know, if there is a second chance to it. And we can do anything differently. So I'm not too sure where things are at this time.
Okay, let's see what the cards want to show us. We've all got a spirit team. So my team are just asking, speaking to your team, and we'll find out what they want you to know. Okay. Yeah, that would have been a bit of a shock for you by the sound of it.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening with your work situation at the moment?
I'm working right now, but it's usual. Like, it's just going regular work. Is there something coming up?
Yeah. An amazing opportunity. The first card that pops out is an amazing opportunity. Be bold, courageous, and optimistic. Now's the time to take action. And saying, do what you're passionate about. Is this something you're passionate about?
What I'm doing right now, it's not really my passion, but it pays the bills, so it's good work.
Yes,
but,
sure.
What my passion is, I'm still working on it on the side.
Okay, perfect. Because I feel like that's going to bring a lot of joy to you, and I feel like that could be something down the track that you could even be earning an income from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're saying, yeah, be bold and ambitious. And you can also partner with somebody else who shares the same dreams.
Okay.
So I feel like as you continue forward, you could be expanding your plans. Because the next card that popped out is a star card. Have faith, your future is bright. Dreams come true. Positive changes that bring an end to challenging times. Plan for long term. Yeah, share pride in the success of your labors. It's saying be patient, but decide on what's next. So are you meditating at the moment?
I am, yes.
Excellent, excellent. Really take that time, I feel like they want you to spend on putting your time into something that you love doing. I feel like you're going to get a lot back from it.
Okay. Okay.
And okay.
What's the time frame you're looking for that? Is it like a couple of months, next year?
Yeah, I'm looking at it's a long term. So it'll be like end of this year going on to early next year.
Early next year. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Now the ego card has popped out for me and I feel like this is about this relationship. Okay. The illusion of feeling being trapped. Let's just find out what he said. Yeah, I'm getting that's him.
Right.
I don't feel, is he, it's like he doesn't, he's scared of commitment or something.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I feel like he's a fear of commitment.
Oh, he fears commitment. Yeah. We didn't even reach that stage because, we were not ready, both of us, but we were, it kind of came out of the blue. So I feel that we didn't give enough time to it.
Yeah, he hasn't given enough time for it, no. It's like he's jumped ship, like something scared him. You know what, it's his feelings. I think he's scared of his own feelings for you. He's been hurt before. It's his feelings that he's concerned about. Like he's feeling more than what he thought he would, I believe.
Okay. Okay.
Saying the card is saying making choices to support your path to happiness.
And what does that mean?
I think you need to leave him and let him. I feel like he needs to sort himself out. I feel like he could come back. Let me just check with my pendulum. It might be safe. Yeah, I feel like he will come back. He just needs to. I feel like it. How long did you know him for?
6 months.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's like he was all in and then he was like, it was like his emotions were too much for him. I feel like he's been in a bad relationship before and it was bringing back some of the memories. I feel like he feels like he's a bit caged in, if that makes sense. And he's someone who really cherishes and loves his freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius?
I'm vegetarian. He's partially vegetarian, not completely.
Okay, yeah. Because I'm feeling that part of Sagittarius where they like their freedom and adventure and I feel like he was a bit scared of being pinned down in a way, but he still has all these feelings for you. I feel like he just needs to sort his own emotions out at the moment.
And is there a time frame? He's working through it. Yeah, it's his work. He needs to do it. I can't do anything about it. And I know he had a bad relationship before, which I knew about it. But is there a time frame around it?
I'm getting September, early September. So 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Yep. My next thing that pops out for you is, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I've just had another card pop out. It's the Wise Counselor. Are you in a spiritually minded community?
I am, yes.
Excellent, yes. Because, and so with this situation, when you're meditating, don't forget to ask your spirit team to help you with this situation. Okay. Have you got tarot mm-hmm. cards as well? Yeah, pull some cards for yourself.
I do.
Yeah, great. Pull some cards for yourself. Ask your team to help guide you.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like they're very much wanting to help you. You just need to ask. They cannot intervene in our life until you physically ask them to help. So ask your spirit team in meditation. Yeah. Show me some signs. Point me in the right direction. Let's just see what else comes out for you. Okay, the next card's saying the need to bring balance and fun into your life. I'll need a bit of fun, right?
So I need to bring balance into my life?
Yeah, balance and some fun. Justice card. I've also had the Justice card come out for you. I need to see if this is about the relationship.
Is it about the relationship or something else?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, so you'll get your justice there. It's just saying try and see all sides of the situation.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yep, so try and see all sides of the situation, of the relationship getting.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And do you see anything with you know, if we start again, if he reaches back again and we start again, is it a long-term relationship or is it just again start and stop again?
No. Once he makes up his mind this time, that's it. He will fully commit. Checking the next card.
I just wait.
Yeah,
right?
Give him this time that he needs.
Focus on myself.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, just work on yourself. You can have patience.
Okay.
No, are you thinking about buying a new home?
I'm sorry?
Are you thinking about buying a home?
No, I'm not. No, not at all. I'm not thinking of buying a new home, no.
The next card just popped out and said significant purchase like a home or vehicle.
A vehicle, yes. We're getting a new car, but not a home.
Oh, that's what it is. Sorry. Yeah, the message is significant purchases like a home or vehicle. So it's a vehicle. Thank you. My last card I've pulled for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The last card I've pulled for you is the release card. Endings that lead to new beginnings. Spiritual transformation. Okay. So these ending, even though there's an ending here, it will start as a new beginning. If that makes sense. He's going to come in refreshed and with a different mindset. Yep. So be patient, give him his space, and I really feel like he will, I feel like he hits his emotions and he needs to sort those out. And once he does, he'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Give me a lot.
You're welcome.
Of
have a good night.
Think about. You too. Good night.
Thank you. Danielle.
Hi.
Hey, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Do you have any
messages
for me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just all general reads.
yeah.
a general read for you? No problem.
Yeah.
If there's anything that you would like some clarification, I can certainly see if we can get that for you. My first card popped out.
I'm kind of feeling a little lost about my job. I don't know if I should stay or try to find something else.
Okay, let's see what the cards want to tell you. My first card, though, that has popped out is the Wise Counselor. And it's just popped out from my previous caller too. Unity with a spiritually minded community. I feel like you're obviously very spiritual. Are you in a community of like-minded?
No.
Okay. I feel like your spirit team would like you to find that, if that makes sense, whether there's one in your suburb where you live or somewhere where a women's group or a women's circle where you can learn more about your spirituality.
Okay. It's just that where I live, it's very rural. There really isn't a lot of opportunity to meet people or anything like that. So.
Okay. Maybe you can find something online then.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So the next card that's popped out, I feel, is you, the Queen of Water, loving, compassionate, psychic, self-sacrificing, caring for others but forgetting to take care of yourself, trust your intuition. Yeah. Do you feel like you trust your intuition?
I think so.
Excellent. Excellent. But, yeah, they're saying that you do you feel like you have some psychic insights?
I think I'm an empath.
Yeah, okay, nice. Yeah, so don't be afraid to look into your spirituality a bit more. I really feel that, you could learn quite a lot more and could lead you down a few little rabbit holes, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, the next card out is the King of Water. I just want to see if this is your... So you're in a relationship now?
I have a soulmate who's passed on, though.
Okay. You're not with anybody at the moment?
Does he have any messages for me? No. No, I'm waiting to be with him.
Let me just find out. Well, this card's telling me you've got somebody else coming in. King of Water, trustworthy, honourable, devoted, someone you can completely trust, a situation that is safe, solid romantic relationship.
Because I don't know anybody like that except my soulmate, but he's passed on.
Yeah. Well, they're saying someone could be coming in. You wouldn't be seeing a counsellor at the moment, would you?
No.
No. Okay, no. Well, I feel like there's definitely someone. Oh, okay. Yeah, that was the only other message on the card. So I really feel like this is about someone. Yeah. And that wouldn't be disrespectful for your soulmate that is already passed. You're going to be here on this earth for many, many years yet to come. And this could be just someone coming in to just, so you're not lonely, just give you that company. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And my soulmate doesn't have any messages for me?
We'll find out for you.
Okay. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Okay. So the gentleman that I feel like he's coming in, he's divorced. He's they're saying he's experienced, he's humorous. Yeah. And it's also saying that you're focusing on your career a lot at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another beautiful card that's come in to say that there's someone coming in for you. A beautiful new emotional experience, a romantic relationship, awakening of psychic abilities, the new home. Interesting. Okay. This card out is the Three of Air. Great sadness that will heal with time. Let your soulmate this pass. We also had the World card come out. A brilliant success, a time of joyful accomplishment and spiritual alignment. So you feel like you're going through a whole spiritual awakening?
I think so. I feel like it. I'm being more like in tune with things.
Yeah. And I feel like that's where that spiritually minded community is going to help you. To focus on those. So you speak with your ex that's passed over, your soulmate. You haven't heard any messages for a while.
We have a mutual friend that's a medium, and he sends me messages usually with her.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But I just haven't heard from him in a while. I know he's busy and he's a spirit guide and he's helping people cross over. So he's always doing things.
Awesome. Love that. The next card that pops out, falling in love or the resurgence of a romantic relationship. There's definitely someone coming in for you. You know what? And I feel like your soulmate's almost bringing him in for you. Yeah. I'm getting a yes. I feel like he's bringing him in to allow your time here on Earth just to so you're not going to be lonely. He said he's never going to replace me though. Yeah, he's sending you this relationship. He doesn't want you to be lonely.
I don't want him to send me anybody.
Well. Don't be surprised if you do.
Okay.
Let's see if I can just finish up with one. And I'm feeling this is like the latter half of this year that you're going to meet this person, like September onwards. Let's see if I can finish with one more beautiful card for you. Oh, here we go. The end of challenging times. Things are looking up. Finding your way to a peaceful place.
Thank goodness.
Yep. Yep. The end of depression.
Yeah, it's been a rocky road for a while there.
Yeah, travel. I'm not sure if you're thinking about taking a trip, but I feel like, yeah, the travel could definitely help you.
I wanted to take like a vacation with my grandbabies, but I don't know when that will be.
Yeah, no.
Money's pretty tight right now. Okay.
Yep. No worries. Let's see if I can get one more in for you. Oh, here we go. The wheel, a fresh new start, the end of delays. Sudden or unexpected progress, a very positive change in your life, and a new vehicle.
Oh, a new vehicle.
Beautiful.
Okay, that's a surprise. Wow, that's great.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight. You're so welcome. All the very best for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for a great episode of Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Have a great week, everyone, and I can't wait to see you for episode 10 next week. Looking forward to it, everyone. All the very best, and enjoy the rest of this full moon activity we're feeling at the moment.